Hello, welcome to my podcast. If you couldn't tell by the title, today you'll be listening to me interviewing embassy officials. But before we begin, I feel like I must explain what an embassy is. By my definition, an embassy is an itsy-bitsy country inside of the host country's capital, where the diplomats and staff members of that other country chill. And somehow, I either had the courage or idiocracy to email multiple of them about my pet project, to which some of them actually responded. So, to Antigua and Barbuda, Thailand, Kazakhstan, and Switzerland, thank you. As for the question they answered, it was, what do you want the world to know the most about your country? Cue the edits!
Alright, so as I said, my name is Roderick Foster, and I'm the first secretary here at the Embassy of Antigua and Barbuda. There's more than one important thing I would like people to know about our country. Aside from it being one of the most beautiful countries in the world, my country is made up of two islands, Antigua, which is 108 square miles, and Barbuda, which is 62 square miles. And our main source of income is tourism. One of our main selling points is that we have 365 beaches. Okay, so we welcome tourists via airplane and cruise ship, hundreds of thousands of people every year. We are a peaceful country. We respect the rule of law. We are a democratic country. We became independent in 1981 after many years of colonial rule under the British Empire. And we value our independence and our sovereignty, and we respect international law. As I said before, we are peaceful, peace-loving people, and we welcome all visitors, right? But we really value our democratic principles and respect international law, because as a small country, we do not have the military might of other countries, so we cannot force our ideology on anyone. However, what we can do is respect the laws that are already in place and hope that we are treated equally, just like any country, great or small.
This is on my behalf, not the embassy. Mm-hmm. I'm assistant on, I'm a staff here, I'm not diplomat here. Mm-hmm. Okay, if I would say, I would say that Thailand is its friend with every country. Mm-hmm. We, from what I, you know, observe, is that our policy is to, you know, if there are conflicts, we would propose a peaceful solution. So, and we support, you know, like the environment, green environment. The concern, I think, peaceful security and peaceful solution, and being friends to being in a have good relationship with every country, because we are a small country.
I'm Yerzhan Ashimbaev. I'm ambassador of Kazakhstan to the United States, and responding to your question, I would say I definitely want the world, and specifically US audience here, get to know Kazakhstan as a big, beautiful, fascinating country with so many different landscapes, treasures. It's all about, as I always reiterate, it's all about human interactions, and Kazakhstan is very much open to the world, open to cooperation. We have no conflicts whatsoever with anybody, and we want to be known also as bridge builders, both physically but also mentally, spiritually. We are trying to contribute to the peace, stability, and security domestically, regionally, globally, and we are at trustworthy partners. That's it.
Okay, so my name is Christoph Sommer. I'm the Deputy Chief of Mission at the Embassy of Switzerland, and I also head the Political Affairs section. And what I would like the world to know about Switzerland is that it is a responsible and innovative international actor. So this covers different areas. It covers, of course, the political space, where Switzerland is well known for its commitment to peace and security, its role as a bridge builder when sometimes conflicts arise. Also its engagement for human rights, for democracy, for the rule of law. It includes the economic sphere, where Switzerland is, I can say, punching above its weight in terms of economic performance. Also here in the United States, for example, we are the seventh biggest investor in the US, ahead of some other countries which are much bigger. But it also involves, of course, a commitment to bring prosperity to other people as well, to fight against poverty throughout the world with cooperation projects that we realize in many different countries. To support people who are in conflict situation or in situations of natural disasters with humanitarian aid. It also involves a whole range of science diplomacy activities where Switzerland is in many areas also doing cutting edge research, but also has things to offer in terms of professional education and training, vocational training as well. Of course, also an engagement for the natural environment that we live in. So climate is an issue that we care very much about, but also other aspects of the protection of the environment. So that's, in a nutshell, what I would like to say to Switzerland, to the world about Switzerland.
In conclusion, I guess what everyone really wants is a bit of love, compassion, empathy, kindness, and for us to understand that the world truly is and can be an ever more beautiful place. AZ, signing out.